sinner. Thank you. Let's stand up and praise the Lord.
Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. Fill us with your power and live inside of me.
Welcome, Holy Spirit.
Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Live inside of me.
Welcome, Holy Spirit. I like it.
Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence.
Let's sing, welcome, Holy Spirit.
Welcome, Holy Spirit.
We are in your presence. Let's welcome.
We are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Live inside of me.
You're the living. could. Well, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. For the Lord is on my side, and he made his victory mine. Blessed be the rock of my salvation.
Righteous running.
your strong tower.
Righteous,
the righteous run into it. They all sing the name of the Lord is the strong tower.
Righteous,
the righteous run into it. They all say Jesus is the name of the Lord. Jesus is the name of the Lord. Jesus.
Thank you. somebody.
Something you didn't think you'd make it through, and all of a sudden it's over. Come on. Just gonna say,
with Jesus on my side,
things will work out fine. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So say, hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, expect a miracle. How many people you believe in miracles? Say, you're able to receive right now. Say, I'm able to receive all that God has for me. So say, make the most out of this opportunity, out of this time that you spent with the King. Well, Brother Jesse, hallelujah, you may be seated.
Time, amen. So if you'd like to prepare, if you have a cash offering, we have envelopes. If you'd like one, raise your hand. All right, Sister Bell. Think I can make it? Anybody else? Brother Mike, can you take this back there? Okay, Sister Bell needs another one. Thank you. Song out in the lobby, those of us that were a little bit early this morning, and Ron Canole was singing that song about give to the Lord that we've played before, and it's a scripture I've read recently. Give and it shall be given back to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. Isn't that a good scripture? Now sometimes we don't understand how God works and why he does things a certain way. But if you give to God, God will cause men to give to you. Doesn't that sound strange? But why does he do that? Because God has a will for your life. God has a will for his kingdom. And when you get plugged in and you get a part of that, God will empower you to do great things for him. The Bible says, those that know the Lord will be mighty and do exploits. When you get in touch with God, something abnormal begins to happen on the inside of you. You have desires to do big things, more than just paying the bills, more than just taking care of yourself. You have a desire to do great things, and God empowers you to do that. So I want to encourage you this morning, if you have heard from God, I want you to step out in faith and just obey in the area of giving. Whatever God has placed on your heart to do, I read that last week, as you have purpose, not in your head, but in your heart, you should give. And if you step out in faith and you give according to what God has spoken to you, God will begin to empower you to do mighty things. He will cause men to give you money. That sounds very elementary, but God has a will and a plan and a purpose. And as you step out in faith, God will empower you to do his will. Isn't that good? If you've got your offering ready, I want you to stand with me. Does everybody have an envelope? All right. I just want you to lift that offering up to God and just worship him with it. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Father, that we can gather together on a Sunday morning and worship you. And Lord, we are glad and happy to give to you. Lord, we know that you delight in our prosperity, so we delight in blessing your kingdom, Father. Father, it's our will to do great things for you. Lord, we stretch out in faith. We step out into a new realm, Father, and we give to you, and I thank you, Father, that you are empowering us to do great things for you. We see that there's a need in this community and in the world for the gospel. And we step out, Father, that you would strengthen us, empower us, and equip us, Father, to do those things that we can't do on our own. We thank you, Father, and we give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you can bring your offerings up.
I said, look what the Lord has done.
How many got a testimony?
Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind.
Good this morning, you want to praise him. Look what the Lord, take a good look at yourself. Look what the Lord, look at your feet, if you're still standing. Look what the Lord, hey, you could have been on a street corner somewhere, come on. Look what the Lord. I don't want to go there. Has done.
I said, look what the Lord has done. Well, look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me, and it was just in time. Oh, I'm going to praise his name. Each day is just the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me, and it was just in time. Oh, I'm gonna praise his name. Each day is just the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done.
Done. I'm gonna praise him.
Look what the Lord has done. You ought to praise Him. Look what the Lord has done.
Find three people and give them a hug this morning. Amen.
Isn't the Lord wonderful?
Yeah.
Somebody say glory to, Jesus.
We
can cut off all these other mics. Amen. Praise God. He's so wonderful, isn't he? Oh, well, well, well. How many are on the overcoming side?
Amen.
How many are on the overcoming side?
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. Let's get some word. What do you think about that?
Hallelujah.
I want you to say a couple words with me and get it deep down on the inside of you. Is that all right? Everybody say, word,
word.
Worship,
worship,
wisdom,
wisdom.
Work.
Work.
Let's say that again. Word,
word.
Worship,
worship,
wisdom,
wisdom.
Work.
Work.
Oh, y'all got a notebook to write that down, amen? Let's say it again. Word,
word.
Worship,
worship,
wisdom,
wisdom.
Work.
You have to have them all together.
Amen. Amen. To get something wonderful from God. First of all, you've got to get into the Word. Somebody say faith.
Faith
comes by hearing, and hearing by the what? By the Word of God. How many of you want to start to see faith manifest? You know, faith is just not something you conjure up yourself. Faith is a supernatural thing that God does on the inside of the believer. And if how many of you got a work to do, whether you realize it or not, how many of you know you got a work to do that's something that God wants you to accomplish?
Amen.
Some say there's a mighty work.
There's a mighty work.
Now, how many of you know that God wants to do great things in your life? Chances are He's going to use you to do that work.
Amen.
Chances are God's going to do that mighty work through you. And if He does that mighty work through you, everything God does, He does it supernaturally. Amen.
Yeah.
And He does it miraculously. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And He does it by faith.
Yeah.
So if there is a mighty work that God wants you to do, you got to figure out, how can I get it to manifest? We talked about the plan of God on Friday night. Friday night was good, wasn't it?
Yes.
Hallelujah. And you got to learn the process. Amen. If God's going to do a work in your life, He's going to start with the Word. And you know what? The Word is just, amen, getting into your personal devotional time, amen, but also listening to the Word of the season. Listening to the right Word at the right time. Somebody say, how good it is.
How good it is.
A word spoken at the right time, how good it is. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, if a word spoken at the right time is good, a word spoken at the wrong time can be what? Bad. How many had a, you know, you can get a good word. You know, there's a word from the Lord. You know what? If that word's spoken out of season, amen.
Amen.
You know, that word will be bad for you because you get all psyched up and all worked out and tripping. Amen.
Amen.
You know, there's some words for your life that God might want to make you a billionaire or something. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And if they tell you the word, they tell you that word right before you to go in the wilderness, amen, that word would be bad for you because you wouldn't understand some of the things that are going on in your life. Amen.
Amen.
So say, give me the right word.
Give me the right word.
At the right time.
At the right time. Amen.
So it's really the word of the Lord that's spoken at the right time, amen, that you need to hear. Amen. That could be a great word from God. We know that God wants to heal us. God wants to deliver us. God wants to set us free, amen. But when I hear from the Holy Ghost, I want to hear the right word, amen. Yeah, he'll do that. But what does he want to do right now? Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everybody say the word.
The word.
Say, I want to be right on time with the word.
Right on time.
And never distracted. You know, this is a big book, and you can preach all kind of stuff. Amen. You can say all kind of, but I want to know where I'm at. Amen. So word, worship. Everybody say worship.
Worship.
Say it again, worship.
Worship.
Everybody say, come worship God.
Come worship God.
With us. That's what Sunday morning, people forget that. I heard that deep in my spirit. You know, other people don't understand it, amen? Come worship God with us. How many of you know that Jesus is worthy to be worshiped? And if you can get in here and do nothing but, amen, we sang that song, somebody say, wave your hands. That'll get you someplace, amen? Somebody say, that'll do something. Let's just get into the house and worship God and serve God, amen? Let's get in, get to the word, amen, then wait and worship. Somebody say, worship as you wait. You got that word, and if you don't get to the place of worship, you won't be able to wait. Amen? So word, worship. Then after you worship, somebody say amen, you worship in the word. Amen? Guess what's going to happen? There's something supernatural that's going to take place on the inside of you. Wisdom's going to start to develop. Amen? Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the
Lord. Everybody say wisdom.
Wisdom.
Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Somebody say thank the Lord. Isn't he worthy to be praised? Word, worship, then something needs to take place. You can tell whether someone's in the word or whether someone's into worship or the two of them by the fruit of their life.
Amen.
Are they walking in the wisdom of God? Amen. Some say, when you've got the word of God on the inside of you and you've been worshiping God, things might happen and storms might come. Amen. But that wise man, somebody say hallelujah. He's going to be stable. He's not going to be crazy. Amen. He's not going to get off track. He's not going to get into wickedness. Amen. He's going to stay in the word of God and the plan of God. Wisdom will start to manifest. But I tell you what, after you get the wisdom of God, amen, you can start to perform the work of God. You don't want to be working with no wisdom. The wise man built his house upon the rock. Amen. The fool just built. Amen. But he didn't have enough wisdom to know where to build. You got to know where you need to apply your energy, where it is you need to apply your faith, where you need to apply your time. Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Wisdom. Somebody say wisdom.
Wisdom.
They used to say whistle while you work. Wisdom before you work, people.
Amen.
Because you might be just wasting your time. Everybody say wisdom.
Wisdom.
Before you work.
Before.
Word. Worship, wisdom, then work. And I like to call that work thing faith. Amen. When you start to work in the plan of God, when you start to apply, you know what we figured out? You don't have to do a whole lot of it. You don't have to do a whole lot of it. Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
To reap the benefits of a faithful life, you know, by walking in faith every day, that's real powerful. You know, you walk by faith and you're going to upgrade your lifestyle. By walking in faith instead of walking by fear. But you know what? To get to receive the great works of faith instantaneously. Somebody say worship work. You know what? All it takes is a little bit of faith.
Amen.
You don't need a whole lot. The Bible says faith is a grain of a mustard
That's
seed.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
So say just a little bit of faith.
Amen.
See, well, what do you mean just a little bit of faith? Well, just a little bit of faith, just a little bit of work. Amen. The seed of faith will prosper. Amen. If you work, you know what? You can work yourself to death working 48 hours a day, even though they're only 24. Amen. You can work yourself 48 hours a day and call it working by faith. Amen. Listen, when you're living by faith, amen, some say just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just do the right thing at the right time. Somebody say hallelujah. That'll get the job done.
Amen.
See, we've learned to plant seeds of work.
We get out there, you know, there's so many things you want to do. We find out what the plan of God is for our life and what is God doing right now? Is he got us in the business world? What are all the things that the Lord's got going on in our life right now? And you know what all we got to do? All we got to do is put faith with it. Say, God, how much work do you want us to put into this thing? If I could just plant a seed there. Hey, he's got us in the church. Let's plant a seed of faith in the ministry. Amen.
Yeah.
God, what work would you have us do today? Let's just plant a seed of faith. See, we're not just working to get stuff done. Amen. We're working in faith.
Amen.
Whatever we do, we've gotten past the point where you think, well, what I'm going to do is really going to make something. We don't know what we're going to do that's going to make anything. Amen. We've been here a while. Amen. When we work, we get out there and do anything. God, anything you would have me do around this place, if I do it by faith, it will prosper.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. So I can get up here, someone think, well, what's the most necessary thing? We can prioritize and do all those things. I think those things are important. Amen. But you know what? I can get in here and vacuum a floor in faith. Someone say hallelujah. It's just a seed of faith. When God's ready to manifest something, he's going to look for faith manifest. So don't think there's going to be a manifestation in any area of your life that you haven't planted a seed of faith. The moment that you hear it, plant a seed. You don't have to do a lot. You just have to do a little. Somebody say, praise the Lord. You just got to start where you are. See, you might be believing for God to give you a new home or something like that. Well, plant a seed of faith and buy yourself a doormat.
Amen.
Put it in the closet. Somebody say, glory to God.
Amen, amen, amen.
Get a seed of faith and start putting it down on paper what you're believing God to do. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just a little bit of faith.
Hallelujah.
Word, worship, work.
Yes.
That's the way you build the things of God. And then you will have a wonderful thing. Somebody say, glory to God. Praise the Lord. Now, a lot of people get real confused about that last certain. We were talking about responsibility. Everybody say responsibility.
Responsibility.
Say it real clear and real loud. Everybody shout it out. Responsibility. Come on.
Responsibility.
That's very good. Responsibility is nothing but responding. Amen. Somebody say responding.
Responding.
With ability. That means, are you able? Amen. Are you able? If you're able, respond. Amen. And you will find yourself responsible. Go to Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Glory to God. How many of you want to be living? How many of you want to be living?
Yeah.
Now that term, and man became a living soul, we're going to be talking about that. Well, really, man became a responsible soul. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
That means God gave him the ability to make a difference. Amen? And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
God put us together. Amen. He formed us. He breathed into us. And since he breathed in us, there's something different about mankind. He became a living soul. That means that God put ability on the inside of him. God made him able. Everybody say, able.
Able.
Everybody say, alive. Now that word living is also, and he became alive. He got the ability to run, amen, or to spring up. I'm going to say, wake up. And in Genesis chapter 2, verse 8, it says, and God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And the Lord God took the man, in verse 15, and put him in the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. So say, dress it and keep it. How many want to get into the garden of God? How many want God to put you someplace? See, God will put you in place. He doesn't put you in place just to sit there and look stupid. Everybody heard that song? We've come into the kingdom for such a time as this. Amen. God put that woman at the right place at the right time. Amen. Because she had the ability within her. And he knew when the time came, she would respond with her ability.
Amen.
Look at somebody and say, I'm able. and God's going to put me in the right place, and all I got to do is respond with my ability. And something wonderful will happen. See, God put the plan of the garden on the inside of man. He planted that garden. He said, man, I'm going to stick you on the inside, and deep within you, I'm going to put some ability in you. He put him in the garden to dress it and to keep it. Somebody say, keep it. How many tired of losing your place? So I say, you know what? A lot of people lose stuff because they don't know how to keep it.
Amen.
See, you can lose stuff. You know, stuff starts fading away, amen, because you get in there and you don't realize, amen, that if you don't start to respond with your ability, you'll lose it.
Amen.
Now, to keep it means he meant to work it and to get some stuff together, amen, but I also like to turn it around the other way. He meant for him not to lose it.
Amen.
What you don't care for, amen, what you don't respond to and what you don't let the Holy Ghost, some responsibility is a thing of the Spirit of God. And if you don't get those inward nudgings and start to listen to the inward witness of the Holy Ghost, amen, that ability of God on the inside of you, amen, the divine flow on the inside of God, you lose.
Amen.
So he put me in the jar, in the garden to keep it. And when God's starting to probe you and move you and wake you up, amen, and say, just do this little thing. Just respond. You don't understand. Somebody say, that's the life of God on the inside of you, helping you keep what it's given you. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he commanded the man, amen, saying, he commanded the man saying all these things of the tree. Don't eat it. If you do all this stuff, you'll lose it. Amen. Forget all that. Amen. We're going to go right to verse 18. And God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a what?
A helper.
Well, if you're not doing anything, you don't need any help.
Amen.
Somebody say glory to God. See, that shows you that man had a job to do. Somebody say glory to God.
Amen.
So when you got a husband, you got a wife, you got a friend, if he puts anybody in your face, he didn't put him in your face just to keep you company. He said it's not good that man would be alone, but he said I'm going to make him a helper. Amen. Somebody say your helper keeps you company. Amen. Notice that he's our comforter, our friend. They call the Holy Ghost the paraclete, is a helper, but he's also what? The comforter. He said, I will send you a comforter. Amen. Someone said, there's no comfort when you don't got help. That's a lonely place. Amen.
Amen.
That's not a very comfortable place at all. Amen. You, someone say, help me. Amen. And we'll rest comfortably together. He said, I will make him a help meet for him. And out of the ground, he formed the woman and did all this other stuff. Somebody say, glory to God. And he brought her unto the man. Some say, get it right.
Get it right.
Notice that who, see, people don't like to hear this stuff, but who was the word given? Amen. He gave the word to the man, didn't he? He said, look, I'm going to put a responsibility on you. Amen. On the inside, I'm going to put something that causes you to respond on from your heart. Amen. There's something supernatural about you. Amen. Then he formed the woman. Somebody say, glory to God. I'm not talking hierarchy and all this other stuff. He said, I just want you to get along and help them respond. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
See, that's how marriages stay strong. Marriages can stay strong when they find out what they're together for. Amen?
Yeah.
Not just there together before he even said, you know, procreate, you know, to have, be fruitful and multiply and do all this other stuff. Amen. The first thing he said, listen, he said, keep the garden. Amen. And I want her to help you keep the garden. Then after that, do all the other stuff. Somebody say, glory to God. So the first thing to the marriage is the mission. Somebody say, glory to God. It's to find out what the call of God is on the inside of their heart. Amen. And to walk that out. And then after that, somebody say, glory to God. You bring up seed, amen, and different things. There are a lot of people that forget the mission, and all they do is get a bunch of kids out there, amen. The kids just as lost as they are, amen. No direction, no mission, nothing over their life, amen, just as lost. Lonely and weary, amen. Because they don't know where they're going, amen. Somebody say, you learn things by order, amen. So he said, I'm going to put you in a place. I'm going to put you in the right place. I'm going to put you in a place where I speak, in the garden. I walk there. Amen. And all I want you to make sure you don't lose this place. Don't lose the place. You keep this thing going. Whatever it takes to keep it. Amen. You keep it. And I'm going to bring you a helpmate to help you keep this garden. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
You know, the garden could just be peace. The garden just could be a place of peace. See, many think the helpmate's there just to keep the house going. Amen. Just to increase the income. Amen. Somebody to wash the dishes and keep the clothes. Somebody say amen. They are there. Amen. When you want to find the right person. Amen. The right thing. Amen. They are there. Amen. So that you, that person might keep the head. Amen. Before the Lord's presence. Somebody say responsibility. Because they never, amen. And see, that's the problem with men, most men today, amen. They've lost the voice of the Holy Ghost. They're hard-headed and stuck, amen. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
And they haven't learned, amen. And the spouse has taken the role, amen, of hearing for them. Somebody say glory to God. I'm teaching good today.
Amen.
But the responsibility, amen. Some say, I'm going to make it easy for that individual to hear the Holy Ghost. It takes something to do that, doesn't it? In your family, amen. Some of the family is like your home. The woman's the head of the house. There's nothing wrong with that. Somebody say, glory to God. God gave it to you, amen. But everybody in that house, they better keep the peace. So that woman, whoever, somebody say, glory to God, can hear the Holy Ghost. And be able to respond when God gives them a word, because that's where faith's going to happen. How many heads of the house do we have here? Raise your hand if you're the head of the house. Raise your hand if you're the head of the house. Somebody say, glory to God. We want to know. Anybody else in your home that comes in that home, they are there, amen, to fix that home and to keep that atmosphere to the place to where you can hear heaven, amen, and start to work the work of God. Somebody say, keep it. If they can't keep you in peace, if they can't keep you in... Somebody say, hey, glory to God. They keep all kind of noise, all kind of friction, all kind of strife, all kind of mess. Somebody say, glory to God. They'll chase you from your place. They'll chase you from the garden. Somebody say, glory to God, that God wants you to have. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, responsibility. See, you notice there are certain fruits that come about when things get out of sync and things get out of line. Amen. And we see the scenario all the time. Amen. See, we just don't want to be jumping off to everything. How many of you would want somebody that's all, every time they hear the milk truck or the ice cream truck ring, they run it out of the house. That's what some people are with their life. Every time they hear a little ice cream truck or anything that goes on in their life, and the ice cream truck might be this little wire, harebrained idea. That little, everybody else's tangents, they're going to jump off on. Amen? God didn't want us that. We got to hear the voice of the Holy Ghost and respond to that.
Amen.
We don't want to be responsive to just everything. Amen? Somebody say, the life of God gives us ability. Say that.
The life of God gives us ability.
Not only do you have ability, but you have power in the authority that is in the life of God, which is in you. The life is in you. You are in the garden. The spirit is at peace. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then listen to that. The life is in you. You are in the garden. Amen. The spirit is at peace. Authority is also dominion. Amen. Go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. And God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea. Some say dominion. Now, if we're going to look at the word being able, ability, somebody say ability. It means the quality of or state of being able. Some say you'll never be able when you're unstable. How many of you are able or unstable? Come on.
What group are you going to get off into? Unstable. I'm ready to snap at any time. I just can't go. One more thing happened. I'm just going to fall apart. Amen. Something's wrong. We don't want to be unstable. We want to be able. Somebody say glory to God.
Yeah.
Able to respond. That means the quality or state of being able, physically, mentally, or legal power to perform it. Somebody say glory to God. God will place you where He wants you. Living things respond to life. God is not a God of the dead, but a God of the living. Now, what do I mean when I say God is not a God of the dead, but a God of the living? Dead things have no ability to respond. Maybe we should take a field trip after church today and go down to the funeral home. Amen. Hallelujah. And walk up to the casket and shout fire and see what happens. Or talk about the person's mama and see what happens. Amen. And wonder what kind of response or rise we're going to get out of that individual. Amen. Somebody say, dead things don't respond. Walk up to a dead cat on the street and say scat and see what happens. It ain't going to go nowhere. It can't respond. But living things. Somebody say, glory to God. Living things have the ability to respond. So if you see God, amen, so they respond with ability. So when you see people, amen, and you see situations going on, amen, where God gives us things to accomplish and faith assignments that we, or ground that we can take, somebody say glory to God. The living respond. When dead things don't move, when things don't move, maybe it's because they're dead. Somebody say glory to God. Don't get upset about it, amen. If God didn't speak to their heart, amen, if nothing didn't happen, they're just sitting there. Somebody say they're just dead. Once they get the word of God on the inside of them, that response, somebody say hallelujah,
hallelujah,
will naturally start to take place.
Hallelujah.
You ever heard people talk about dead churches? Oh, that's just one dead place. Dead church is not just because they don't know how to worship God, and amen, it's boring, amen. A dead church is really a church where the people don't respond with ability.
Amen.
What do you mean? You have to respond with ability to God's possibility. Woo, glory to God. That's how you discern a dead church. Amen. God will put a word of possibility out there. Amen. Hallelujah. And the living respond with what? Ability. See, and God put a word out there, a possibility to a whole nation of people one time. Amen. And they didn't respond. Why? Because they were dead. So Jesus had to die and give them life. Somebody say hallelujah. And after he gave his life, somebody say glory to God, we could receive him and come to life and then start to respond to the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Glory to God.
Somebody say hallelujah. Don't respond to anything you should be dead to. Somebody say glory to God. Hallelujah. Here's some good teaching. We're going to get out of here. Amen. See, I've learned to do that, you know. See, we can get so dead, you know. Don't respond to anything you should be dead to. Respond to the voice of God. Hallelujah. Are you getting anything this morning? I'm enjoying this. Amen. But always respond to the garden God has placed you in. See, there are so many people that are responding to the old life. Amen. And all they're doing is thinking about that old life, messing with the old life, dwelling in the old life, trying to repair the old life, trying to enable the old life. Who said, I'm dead to that. And what I'm dead to, I can't respond to.
Amen.
Amen. Only respond, somebody say glory to God, to the garden. And the garden's the place that God's placed you. The garden's the place where God speaks. I don't care if it looks like grass is all looks greener always sometimes on the other side, amen. But God called me to respond to the garden, amen.
I don't care. You might be growing corn over there. It might be tall as a tree. Amen. But if it's not my garden, I'm not getting over there. Amen. Amen. It's not for me. Amen. I'm going to be to the place where God speaks for me. Amen.
Amen.
James chapter 4, verse 17. We're getting somewhere today. We got some good people in here. Some say living people. That respond with ability, amen, to God's possibility. Therefore, him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, somebody say it's a sin. Dead people sin, amen. So if you, and the good thing is that when God is urging your heart, he's urging your spirit, when he's leading you, amen, when he's guiding you, amen, well, everything God does, amen, or everything that he says, he actually does, right?
Amen.
So if God's saying something to you, amen, and you don't do it, amen, and you know that you should do it, amen, guess what that thing is?
Sin.
Some say you missed it. Everybody say responding.
Responding.
Now responding is response, amen. Now we get the act of responsibility. The act of responding, something continually, something constituting a reply or a reaction. Somebody say glory to God. Something constituting a reply or an action. Now see there, now something constituted, that's response. Response. See, when God speaks a living word out there, amen, the dead people will never respond to it. See, but if you're alive on the inside of your spirit, you're waiting for the word of the Holy Ghost, when that word's spoken, amen, somebody say, it demands a respond or a reply. So whenever you get a word of prophecy that's from the Holy Ghost, you believe it from you. Amen? That's right. It demands or constitutes. Amen? So say a living word demands a reply. That's faith. Just hearing a word is not enough. You got to put faith with it to see that thing manifest. So, whoo, glory to Jesus. We're getting there. It's only 12:09. It's only 12:09. We're getting there. Amen. How many believe in the living word of God?
Amen.
That God speaks things to you. He's going to bring it out. You hear certain things. And when that word of God goes out to your heart, it goes out to your spirit, it demands a reply. It says, resulting from stimulation. How many want to get to that point? Where you can respond to the word of God with no fear. Amen. Some say, I'm living. They're living. Amen. They're getting over. Amen. Somebody say, well, why are you in church so much? Amen. Because I like living. I don't live by bread alone, but I live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I'm waiting for God to give me something to respond to.
Amen.
That's what Sunday's about. God giving you something to respond to. Amen. Many people don't respond anymore because they say they have a wounded spirit or they have lost their inspiration. The life of God in us is always strong. It is not easily offended. When God told you to do something, he put within you the power to perform that task, and it will never grow weary.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's some revelation, people. The Spirit of God is not weak, but always willing and always ready to do the will of God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Philippians chapter 4, verse 13.
Glory to God.
I can do. Somebody say do.
I can do.
All things.
Through Christ,
who strengthens me. Praise the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I can do, now that word, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, that means you can do all things by the anointing. Christ is the anointed one. Amen? So say, the anointing strengthens me. You can do it. It might seem impossible. Amen? You can do it. Amen? Some say, there's an anointing on me that's going to allow me to do all things that God wants me to do. Some say, you can do it. See, the anointing's your strength. That's why we have Holy Ghost meetings and different things. Amen? Why haven't you given up yet? Because I'm not drawing my strength from people. I'm not necessarily drawing my strength from what people say. Amen? That stuff is given to change. I'm going to draw my strength from the Holy Ghost.
Glory to God.
And from the anointing, which will never run dry. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
You can always stay on fire. Amen? When you're always putting oil in the lamp. Amen? People don't give you oil. You got
to
get it yourself. So say hallelujah. You better learn that.
Glory to God.
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. Say, we're getting ready. You know, what's really cool about that word, when you look up the word responsible, as you're looking for that scripture I just gave you, some of the synonyms, okay, for responsible are answerable, amen, accountable, and I like, somebody say, liable, amen, and this cool one right here, somebody say, amenable.
Amen.
Somebody say, amenable.
Amenable.
That's not in the Christian, that's not in the little Bible dictionary either. Amen? So say, amenable. That means responsible. Amen? Daddy Charles Mason, founder of the Church of God in Christ, had a statement right. He wrote the first song, the national anthem of the Church of God in Christ, and it was two words, whole song. Yes, Lord. Amen? That means responsible. Amen? Amen. Are you amenable? When God puts a word out there, can you say amen on the inside of you? I agree. Yes. I can at least walk in that direction. I'll respond. Amen. Yes. So say, pick up the phone. Amen. I'm going to tell you what. The people that God has around him, he has yes men around him.
Amen.
And people think that's a bad thing today. All you want around you is yes, man. Well, I say, well, what do you want me to have around me? No, man. Amen. Amen. So say yes. Say yes.
Yes.
That is a scripture that we were going to share, too. Somebody say hallelujah. If I say yes.
Yes.
Say it one more time. Yes.
Yes.
There's a scripture right there. Go to Amos chapter 3, verse 3. As soon as you get it, say, I got it.
I got it.
Read it for me.
Can two walk together except they be agreed?
Somebody say hallelujah. So say, unless, can you walk with God unless you're in agreement with him? No. Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Christ. No man that wars entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Somebody say hallelujah. And go to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. Know ye that,
They which run in a race, run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for mastery is temperate in all things. Now they that do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible crown. Incorruptible. Some say I'm working and responding. Amen. And I'll be rewarded for my response.
And I'll be rewarded for my response.
Hallelujah. That's the truth. Stand up right where you are. Did you enjoy that today?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Word. Worship. You got to get that deep down on the inside of you. Holy Ghost told me that today. Word. Worship. Wisdom. Work. And you have to get it in that in order to manifest God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Word, worship, wisdom. Wise people prosper. Look at Solomon. He put his things in order. Amen. The word of God and what you worship. And wisdom. Solomon did have some problems. He didn't worship the right thing. In the long run, he was worshiping wisdom and things. Amen. Wisdom. Word, worship, wisdom, work. You put all that together, you see the wonder of God, and it will be wonderful. Just lift up holy hands right where you are and start to bless the Lord in your prayer language. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say, I receive the engrafted
word of God,
which makes me
10 times
more. So we say hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I need you, Father. Just start to pray. I just need you, Father. Hallelujah. And I declare I will manifest the works of God in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all be blessed. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God.